63 right now. Beautiful morning, quarter till nine. And we want your blood, don't we, Deb McGee? How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, every year, and we love this because it's a friendly competition. We gear up for the Battle of the Badges, police, fire, EMS. They all duke it out. They want bragging rights. But the most important thing is that you give.
Yes, it is, because actually some people don't realize this, but 40% of our country can donate and actually 3% do. And for every completed unit, it can has the potential to help save three lives. So it's an amazing thing to do.
Now, we've teamed up with Watts Copy Systems to encourage you to respond to the call, as it were, and it's coming up tomorrow.
It is. Both Charleston area and Mattoon area are doing Battle of the Badges. At Charleston, it will be held at the Charleston Carnegie Library from 1 to 6 p.m. on 712 6th Street there in Charleston. And then in Mattoon, it's going to be held at the Burgess Osborne Auditorium at 1701 Wabash Avenue from 12 to 6 p.m.
I may not be speaking the truth, but I think I am. I don't think the Mattoon Police Department has ever lost. I don't
think. They almost did last year. I think the fire department was three short. And the really cool thing about last year that I hope to break this year is we collected 99 units. Yeah, so I'm super excited about collecting 100 this year. Plus, there's an added bonus. Currently, during the summer months, for sure, the Red Cross is testing for the COVID antibodies with each completed donation. And you can get the results in 10 days. So you'll know or not if you've had the COVID virus.
Now, while we're on the subject of that, the American Red Cross sends us these press releases, and the need is great for convalescent plasma. What exactly is that?
Yes. So when they take plasma from people who have been infected with the COVID antibody, with COVID virus, and then they use that plasma to help those people that are fighting the COVID disease currently. And we've had excellent results with that.
So it's just from giving blood. They do the rest.
Yeah, we do the rest. When they do your testing, when you guys donate the blood like you normally do, I've had some donors ask if there's an extra test. There is not. They just take an extra tube of blood and test it for you. It's all within the same, like if you've donated in the past, in the same procedures and policies. But that COVID plasma, that convalescent plasma, can help save somebody that is fighting that COVID virus.
And at the Battle of the Badges, also, while supplies last, a special battle T-shirt to remember the event by.
It is. It's pretty cool. We're very fortunate to have such wonderful departments protecting our community. And I feel like this is a way to give back to them and to the donors that come in to support them, because they put their lives on the line daily for us. You know, whether there's a fire, a crime, or an accident and an urgent need, they are there for us. So I'm asking people to come out and donate and help save lives on a daily basis like they do.
Again, that is tomorrow, Burgess Osborne Auditorium, noon till 6, Charleston Carnegie Public Library, from 1 till 6. Obviously, the most important thing is to give. The second most important is to designate your favorite Mattoon or Charleston agency. That way, they can have the bragging rights for whoever wins. But we all win when we all give, for heaven's sakes.
That is correct, and it's so valuable. I know I just did a blood drive for a young man battling cancer, and it went super well. So we need to keep in mind that someday it could be somebody that we know or someone that we love. So if you can come and donate, we would love to have you come to either location, pick which department you'd like to support, and then we will definitely let you know the results.
Good stuff. If you would like to make an appointment, go to redcrossblood.org. You can also check out other upcoming drives. There are a bunch of them this month. We need your blood. Go to myradiolink.com. Deb, thank you for all your hard work. And hey, instead of 100 tomorrow, let's do 101.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
All right. Game on, girl. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.